I've got a massive ulcer on my lip. It's driving me mad. Every time I have like a cup of tea or a drink, I'm like, oh.
I get them so often and I hate them. And I don't know if you get yours, but mine, I always just get it on the towards the corner of my mouth, just on the bottom lip. It's always the bottom lip. And I always bite it. I'm eating food, I bite it, yeah. And then my mouth feels full of blood. And
that's what I did with this one, which is why it hurts especially. So I bit it 2 days ago and it's really hurt me still. So I normally get them bottom lip, down where the kind of lip meets the gum, right, yeah, in those little cracks. That's where I get it. This one is top lip, almost coming around the front. Like, I don't get cold sores, but it's cold sores.
Yeah, I was gonna sores. Say, you don't get mayonnaise and carrots in your mouth.
Coming into that territory of where they would live. Does that make sense? Even though I know I don't get those, but it's tiredness and stress. And
yeah, it's being tired and it's stress mainly. And I feel your pain on that. Now, there used to be a product. God, I seem to bring up my exes a lot. So this is yet another ex from a long, 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 long time ago. So I'm talking about the age of 18 sort of ex. And I had a mouth ulcer once and her mum said, oh, I've just got the thing for that. And she pulled out this little red vial with a little white top and some cotton buds on the sticks. What do you call them? Q-tips, I guess, is the American phrase, isn't it? Yeah. And it was called Fradaur, F-R-A-D-O-R. Now, you cannot buy it anymore, which is really disappointing. But what it was, you dunk your Q-tip in and it made the head of it go bright red because the liquid was red. Then you pulled it out, used the other end and dried the mouth ulcer, which hurt. Then you got this other stuff and you rolled it over. It would make you cry. It hurt that much.
Yeah.
And then the pain disappeared. It was a game changer. It put this kind of rubber seal almost over it. And that would last a good few hours and then no more pain.
Igloo. That's what I use.
That's what
I've run out
to.
Of it, but that's what I use. And that you have to keep redoing that because you kind of wake up in the morning, you've got like a mouthful of kind of like gunk.
I can't help fiddling with it with my tongue.
Yeah.
So I'm always doing, like, oh, a bit's peeled off and now it's hurting. Better go and do it again.
Gross.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, everyone, where we chat about gross medical problems that we shouldn't really share with you.
I don't know. I think last week's episode, I was talking about something pretty gross.
Yeah, true. Now, have you seen my cock?
Speaking of birds.
Segue. Nice.
So, anybody who might have listened to Three Dads, One Pod, last year or the year before, I was having a war with the insects in my garden. Do you remember me talking about that?
Yes, I remember the war
and
with
I
the insects.
I brought a box of like 60 to 100 ladybirds.
It was like Rob's own version of Starship Troopers, just very, very tame and PG.
But instead of the insects sending asteroids to Earth, I was sending insects to the asteroids. So that was a massive failure because I didn't look up enough. But actually, when you release ladybirds, like something like 80 to 90% of them will fly away and only 10 of them will stay where you plant them. And that's quite a common thing,
right,
which is why you buy them in such huge bulk. Well, anyway, it didn't work. I still have aphids and I still had to keep poisoning them. Well, this year was different.
You dug your garden up.
I have the aphids anymore. I have snails.
We have snails.
So many snails that they've completely destroyed my delphinium and my lupin. So what we were doing every morning and before tea, we'd go to nursery and everything about, we'd go and look at the plants and he'd go, Daddy snail, and he'd find them, give them to me and I'd lob them.
Nice. Now, are they in pots or are they in beds at the
beds.
Moment? Okay, so you're stuck on the trick for the pots that Jem found, Vaseline around the top.
Yes, I did that in my greenhouse and it works. I don't have the greenhouse anymore because the winds that we had took it off.
Yeah, bye greenhouse.
Got destroyed. So I was like, well, how do I get rid of the snails? I didn't want to just straight up. This is what you might have been the one who laughed at me, someone else, because I said I wanted to be humane, but then how I actually decide to get rid of them is not humane at all. But I didn't want to put poison down because other animals would eat poison.
Yeah.
I didn't want to put beer down because you can get them to drink beer and then they'll get stuck in the bowl. I didn't want to do that in case foxes and hedgehogs come along and drink the beer and that might not be good.
Yeah.
So what can I do other than grabbing them and chucking them? I'll attract predators. So what did I do? I got some bird feeders and I've been attracting birds to my front garden.
Nice.
Which has been working in the fact I've got birds coming to my garden. But I've only got two birds. One massively fat pigeon.
Yeah, we have fat pigeon.
Called Peter. And one massively fat magpie, which I've called Margaret.
Nice.
So I have Peter and Margaret, who every morning they meet each other on my bird feeder and eat together. This is not a joke. There's only two of them that come. They look like they're the same ones and they sit there together. Now, the pigeon's too fat to sit on the feeder. So the magpie's mess falls into the bedding and he sits down there and eats it off of the floor.
So that's exactly what we have with our fat pigeon. So our fat pigeon sits underneath the bird feeder and waits. That's his game. He waits. It's like that Guinness advert. He waits. And he sits there. And then any bird that comes along lands on it. It swings. He gets showered in seed. Yeah. And he's like a pig in mud.
Using those fat balls.
Ah.
So we've got a little one for seeds for the blue tits and stuff, which they aren't coming. Probably scared of the pigeon and the magpie. And then I've got the fat balls, which they've just finished today. But last year I had a fox problem. He was eating all of my bulbs.
Really?
So I got loads of bamboo sticks, made...
Dug some holes and went full Vietnamese war, so they fall down the hole and skewer.
No, well, I did had spikes, like tank spikes. I put them everywhere so a fox couldn't come along and squat or dig, and it worked. So I was like, okay, I'll do the same for this pigeon. So because the reason was, it's not that I had a problem with him eating it, it's there for him to eat.
Of course.
I'd planted some little plants under it to make it nice. Well, he squashed them all, didn't he? So I put all the spikes in to stop him sitting on my plants. Well, he's cleverer than the fox because he just moves them out of the way.
Nice.
So now I've succeeded in attracting the predators, but I've failed in getting the predators to eat the snails because they're too fat from eating all the bird food. So I have not solved my
you haven't solved any problems
problem.
At all, have you?
I've done is create a buffet for fat birds.
Nice. I'll see if we can get some video footage of it. We've got a handful more birds. We have some sparrows.
Yeah.
We've got various tits that come in the garden. We've got some blackbirds, but then we have a couple of crows. We've got the magpies, but it's the jackdaws and the magpies I love watching because they come in, and we have peanuts out because we like the squirrel. So the squirrel comes and gets his nuts.
I get squirrels. We
get grey squirrels. He's normally quite a fat mummy one that seems to have been around for 3 years now. So it's really cool because then we get the baby squirrels.
Oh.
But the squirrels worked out that if I hang upside down, I can grab the nuts. Well, the birds have gone one step further. And what they do is they fly, they land, they grab on with their feet, and then they just sit there flapping like mental, going, trying to get as many nuts as they can before they fall off, and then they fly off.
That's quite funny.
This is ridiculous. You're meant to be eating the seed. That's why you can't get to the peanuts. But no, they've worked it out.
Yeah, so staying on with birds before we get into the actual podcast. The people that live behind us and one over, so our gardens attach.
Yeah.
They've recently got solar panels. I quite like the look of solar panels. I know some people think they're ugly. I actually quite like the look of them.
Yeah,
I think it's like a cool thing. But what they've neglected to do is put the mesh up to stop birds going underneath them.
That's going to be a problem.
In my garden, it's like an Alfred Hitchcock movie. Because opposite, there's normally anywhere between 7 and 10 pigeons on their roofs, and you can hear them from that far away, and they've now had chicks, and they're all living underneath those solar panels. And you can see, we don't have a garden at the moment because it's a construction site, but when we do go in the garden, because I sometimes sit on the bench that we've got and let the dogs run around, I just hear the cooing, constantly hear the cooing, and you can hear the little chicks as well, which is quite sweet, but I just think, I can hear that from over here. There's bedrooms underneath those birds. They must be going nuts.
So we were at my nan's, Kay's nan's tonight. So my mum.
Yeah.
And for the past few years, she has a seagull who comes back every time. And it's the same seagull. We are sure it's the same seagull.
Mm-hmm.
And she's nicknamed him Chuckles. And you know when Chuckles is there? Because he gets on the roof and all he hears is, mat, 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 mat.
They are noisy.
Mat, 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 mat.
Yeah, they are noisy.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, we get gulls around our way.
And then the other bird, some mum doesn't give a shit about anything. So she's like, I'm not meant to feed foxes, so I'm going to feed the foxes. So we get fox cubs in the garden there. Aww. She puts out old mints. She'll go down to the co-op and look for the meat that's on offer because it's due to go off that day. And she'll buy like as much as she can for like a pound and so on. And she'll go out and throw it out in the garden. And the foxes come at night. But she, sticking with the birds, she also has the red kites, which are the, we've got loads of them.
We've got tons
now. And it's amazing. Yeah. You watch her, she'll throw it out in the garden. She'll turn around, she'll take four or five steps, and then one will swoop down, and all you hear it go, grab, and off it goes again.
They were...
not even a couple of metres away from you.
They must have been reintroduced, because...
they were. So they were reintroduced out in Buckinghamshire. So they were nearly dead. Out near Buckinghamshire in a place called Tame, they did a big re-release and try a breeding programme. And they really get it because Tame became a place you couldn't walk down the high street without them dive bombing you to attack you. And
really?
they've now moved across Buckinghamshire, across Hertfordshire, into Essex and Bedfordshire now. So they've been reintroduced. They're a pain in the arse.
I think they're beautiful.
I love them.
I love the sound. The sound is just incredible when you hear that sound. Because I keep saying this to like Miranda's, like when I moved in, there was one.
Yeah.
And now I easily see seven or eight
together. Every night, if you look out in our garden now, you'll see a couple still just about now. But between 5 and 8 o'clock at night, you'll see at least 9 or 10 flying around.
I'm hoping ours aren't going to disappear because I was speaking to a neighbour and he said that we get so many because the butcher would throw the carcasses out into the square and they'd all come down and get them.
That makes sense, yeah.
But they've closed. So they're not going to have that.
However, so they fight over food. So there must be more in the area that they're using.
Mm. And I was like, we had some chicken that we didn't quite finish. And I was thinking, well, do I throw this? Because I can't throw things in my garden because the dogs will eat it. So I think, oh, should I throw them out the front? And I don't know if I, you know, want to be throwing like old chicken out into the street.
Mm. Yeah, it's you can't enter the street. Someone will kick off and you'll end up with the council health
people. I think I could probably
around.
Put them in my front garden. It's not a massive front garden, though, and it's gravel. I don't think... will they see it? Like,
if they fly overhead, then they will see it.
Yeah.
If they see you throw it, it's even better.
Maybe I'll try it, because normally
what's
kind of
the worst that can do? Teas smells by the
coming home
morning.
With tea after nursery, they're all there.
Yeah.
Quite low, too. You can really see them, so... yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, let's have some intro music and get the episode started, shall we, before we talk about more birds.
And welcome to the show where two men wish they were back watching Saturday morning television, eating sweets and pooing their nappies. Two of these still happen. I'm not saying which. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Rob. I'm sorry, choking on my own saliva there. Just noticed, we have no Trek talk today.
I didn't put it on the, whatever these things are called, the call sheet.
The call sheet.
But only because I forgot. Now, I haven't watched any Trek, actually.
Fair enough. Then we don't need to
it's
have it this week.
It's only been a week since we actually...
okay, well, you know what? Let's not have a Trek talk this episode. And we'll save it until we've both watched some Series 2 of...
Strange...
yeah, Strange New Worlds. Strange New Worlds. I couldn't remember.
Oh, it was in my head. I was like, Strange New Worlds. I was like, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Stranger Things. No, that's a completely different show. Shit. Yeah, completely gone for a moment. But yeah, no, I'm okay. Thanks, Rob. I'm glad to be back. And episode 10...
I know, the big 1-0, double figures.
I am cautiously pleased with how we're progressing. I don't care about listener numbers, but I have been really enjoying what we're doing and to see the few comments we do get.
I care more about really the interaction. I'm happy having a low number of listeners if all those listeners are interacting.
Absolutely.
Because that's wicked.
Yeah. Hint, hint, everyone that's listening, interact with us. Yeah. And the majority of them do. The majority of them are the people we chat to on Twitter every day. So
yeah.
They're not putting their hand up going, look at me, I'm a listener.
Tom just restarted.
My MacBook just restarted all on its own. Bong. Thanks, Apple. I'm glad we got to episode 10. We've got into this routine of recording now. It just feels... It feels natural. It feels good.
Well, we're both very eager to do it, and we want it to do well, and we want people to enjoy it.
Yeah,
and I
absolutely.
Think that's going to keep going for another 10 and then another 10 and another 10.
Fingers crossed. We will wait and see.
Got toes crossed as well, just about.
Nice. Well, should we go into Do You Remember?
Yeah, let's listen to that beautiful, beautiful music.
Do you remember the shit that I bought? Remember? Did you give it a thought? Remember? It's probably tat, that's all. Woo!
Hello and welcome to Do You Remember? So, do you remember where we bring items? I don't think I've ever introduced Do You Remember.
You haven't. Are you panicking?
I put my name as a person who had to do this. I never thought that I actually had to do the introduction. Yeah, so we bring items that we hope that the other person knows about but hasn't thought about within the last year.
Ideally nostalgic things as well.
Nostalgic things, yeah. So what I've brought isn't physical, but it's related to something that's going to happen later.
Right.
So I'm going to say to you, do you remember a game show with two fantastic comedians? Fantastic, by the way, is bingo if you're doing Rob says this word bingo. I said it about a million times in the last episode. You've now got fantastic and I mean as the two items before your bingo. But Mortimer Vic-Reeves, Shooting Stars.
The Dove from Above.
Yeah, when's the last time you thought about that?
Not for a very long time, so no, I'm guaranteeing you a point on that one because, yeah.
One of my favourite game shows on television. It was just the genius. Those two guys, hilarious. The slapstick comedy, just the... I still now, when my boss and I are talking about, you know, say we're being misogynistic for some reason, as men on building sites will be, I will say something like, it makes me want to rub my knees.
Oh,
and that is
yeah.
a complete link
that is
to
Vic so
Reeves.
From that. Or, just, I know it came around before it, but it's the thing that comes straight to mind when you say, what's the scores on the doors?
Yeah. Tells us he's got Georgie Dawes, what the score Georgie Dawes or Marjorie Dawes whenever Matt Lucas from Little Britain because
yeah.
he was on that first yeah when he wasn't playing Georgie Dawes he was playing his mother.
But that's the thing, that's it's funny isn't it how a show can embed so much into your day-to-day life when you think about it.
Now do you remember in I love that to say every time I say do you remember I'll think of this game show when they did Little Britain and Matt Lucas's character was the dust. Anybody
dust?
That's the same costume.
Oh,
as
is
Marjorie
it?
Dawes. If you look, he has the same wig and the same kind of clothes. And
oh.
I always associated that woman as being Marjorie Dawes. I don't know if that was purpose,
never,
but it was the same costume.
I never noticed.
Yeah. Have a look back if you try.
Oh, that's cool. Mm. Oh, I like that. Nice.
Unless I'm remembering something completely wrong, I always remember seeing that and thinking this is the same character.
We're going to have to YouTube it.
Yeah.
I.e. last episode when we were talking about YouTube.
Yeah.
No, cool. Was it last episode?
Yeah. Episode 9 was who YouTubes YouTube or whatever it's called. Silence.
Oh, yeah, no, hang on. Who was... So, episode 9. Yeah, but we've only just released episode 8. Yeah, sorry, I'm getting... So episode 9's not out yet.
No.
Okay, this is what happens when you record way in advance. My yeah. brain farts, and it gets very, very wrong.
This is, I don't think we're going to be recording this far in advance all the time. It's just because of certain things are happening in the future that I'm not going to be available. So we're making sure we don't miss any episodes.
Yeah, that's very true. But I don't, you know, I don't mind. I don't mind having kind of this far in advance in the recording because it does. Oh no, sorry. Episode I. Yes, yeah, so you're right. 8 was Who's Who Tube.
Uh-huh.
9 is the giant film.
Oh yeah, parts why.
And yeah, okay, sorry, right. But no, I quite like having it in advance because it is giving us that potential buffer. So if I end up having to go away for work for a week or you're going on holiday soon, it just makes sense to do it. But
yeah.
All right, that's Do You Remember. Sorry, now I've had my little brain fart moment trying to remember what is going on. You get a choice. So you can have...
I'll pick the one that I remember so you don't get a point, please.
Option number one is something that's going to go on my shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Option number two is something for you.
Oh, a gift.
Or option number three is something technically for you, but you'll use it on tea instead.
Use it on tea instead. I think I'm going to have to go for that one and not be selfish.
Aww.
Although it's slightly selfish. I should really pick, to be the least selfish, I should pick the thing that goes on your shelf. But
No. Be selfish. Because actually, this one is really cool. And
the one going on tea for tea.
Yeah, then is this really one. Cool.
So option three out of the two I was allowed, I'll take option three.
And I honestly don't care if I lose a point on this because I just think it's really cool. Now, I'll get out of my bag in a moment. It's not the brand. It's not the... Yeah, the brand is the way to look. It's not the brand we're talking about. It's the what the actual item is. Okay. Is the do you remember here? Because this item, there were, and there still are, so many different brands that do that sort of thing.
Okay. Rubber.
Now, I love it. This bloke sent it to me in folded up cardboard to protect it so much. It's a bit of a joke. It doesn't really need to be protected this much, but okay, fair enough. Well,
it's
I'm
like an
pass.
Elephant mask.
Yeah, it is an elephant mask, yeah, from Happy Days Charity, which is nice. I guess I'll put it from a charity. So there you go. It's stuck inside nicely. And tell the listeners, what are they?
Oh, they're temporary tattoos.
Temporary tattoos. And what brand is it?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, there you go. Here's so it is chill. Good old TMNT, temporary tattoos.
I had these.
I'm sure you did. I think most kids did of our age.
I'm trying to think if I do remember temporary tattoos. I saw a tattoo video before I came out here, but it wasn't a temporary tattoo. It was
no, it was just
a tattoo. Yeah, I haven't thought about temporary tattoos in ages.
I couldn't even tell you
last time I thought about temporary tattoos.
I hoped you hadn't, but I did think having T and the age he is, he's going to parties now. Our backup host, Dan, remember, he had one of his girls' birthdays. They had the interesting-looking Elsa was going around doing temporary tattoos.
Oh, was she? I didn't even realise.
Yeah, they were doing these glitter tattoos, I think they call them. So they weren't quite temporary tattoos. They were these ones that they kind of just put the glue on and cover it in glitter, basically. But yeah, I saw these on eBay and thought, I've just got to buy these. Because temporary tattoos were just... They were such a big thing growing up.
I had them all the time. I had these exact ones. I'm sure I did.
Oh, we'll make sure we get pictures of them up. But yeah.
Some pizza one.
I just saw them online and thought, I've got to have those.
I don't know who all these other turtles are. I mean, I know Donatello with the stick. Who are these other people? Why are they...
So, listeners, Rob doesn't actually like any of the other turtles. He feels Donatello... is the best.
He's the only one.
He does want a bro-ship with him, and he will stab the other turtles in the back.
My running annoying thing I purposely do to everybody is I just pretend the other turtles don't exist. So whenever they're like, oh, my favourite's Michelangelo, I'm like, what? Who's that?
Oh, talking of turtles, did you see the link I sent you about the... July's PS5 PS Plus pack.
Yes, turtles on it.
For us to keep, unlike the Xbox one, which is now gone.
Oh.
It's not included in Xbox, whatever it is now, Gold or whatever it's now called. Game Pass. I'm pretty sure it's gone off it now.
So if it was Gold, you keep it, but you have to have claimed it.
Oh, that was it. Game Pass then. Whereas the PS Plus one, yeah, we can claim it and keep it.
Oh, okay. When's that? July?
July, I think. So I'm very excited for that because I really enjoyed that game. Yeah. It was really, really good fun to go through. I think it was only me and Dan managed to play through it one night. So we must get a whole four player going with all the turtles in. But, nice.
It's
we both get a point.
It's one each again.
It is one each again.
So that's five... I didn't get one last week, so it must be 5-4.
It's 5-4, yes.
Yeah.
Unlucky you.
Because I actually haven't updated it for episode 8 yet.
Oh, fine. Well, I can do that another
9 won't be updated yet.
True,
because we can't tell anyone happened, didn't I?
And then I've still got 2 in the bag, and I've got a third on order, and possibly a fourth on order.
I just said we can't tell anyone that happened in 9, but this won't come out until episode 9's already out.
Yeah, 9 has already come out. We can say whatever happened in 9.
Oh, it's confusing.
It is really confusing. I need to write notes of what happened previously. But my sack of joy is getting quite full with eBay purchases.
You have a full sack.
I've got a really big one coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fully boxed, everything included in the box. I'm well excited for that one because it was so shit.
Oh, God.
It's one of those toys that was just crap, but everyone really wanted it. So I'm really...
So I had three in the pipeline. One got ruined in a text message from you because of this.
Oh, yes.
So I'll bring it in one time just so you can see it. But the last two I thought of on the day. I thought, well, I'm going to use these.
Yeah, why not?
So I've still now got two still in the pipeline waiting to come.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Well, just last episode. So I won last episode with Sega lock-ons.
Yeah.
I took them to the park with Kay and we ran around like the park for half an hour like crazy people shooting each other.
Oh, Rick, I'm glad it works.
Such good fun.
Yeah, I'm glad it works.
One of the guns isn't working properly. I think I just need to give it a bit of a clean and it'll be fine. Or the batteries are dying in it, which is more likely. Mm. But yeah, they fully work. I'm so chuffed with
that. That's really cool.
But I didn't realise that there were like three generations. So that's the first generation that I'd got. Then there was a second generation which looked a bit smarter.
Which that Twitter person had.
Taz had those. And then there's a third generation that had like a headset that you basically told it what to do. You'd say shoot, a bit like the crappy Nintendo NES accessory they had. The Angry Video Game Nerd reviewed it, where basically you just say fire, fire, fire every time you wanted to shoot. But then you could actually make any noise and it would do it. it was looking for the peak in the sound to use it as a trigger.
So you just go buh, 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 buh.
Yeah, basically.
Sorry to headphone listeners.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll survive. Cool. Okay. Well, if we're not having a Trek talk, I'm going to introduce the new section, which is going to be going on, I think, did we say nearly 50 weeks, didn't we?
We're purposely going to edge it to 50, so we can do the final episode 50.
It'd be 50, yeah. So it is the Channel 84 Nostalgic Children's TV Knockout Series.
Guys, is that the title that you've given it?
Yeah, way
okay,
too long.
I'm gonna make.
I'll work out something better.
No. That's it. Now it's on the podcast recording. That's the title. I'm now gonna make a theme tune.
Oh yes,
that as the title.
Yes, you have to do that. You are being tasked by next episode to have that done. But the long and the short of it was, I sat at my computer one afternoon, and I banged out as many classic TV children shows from when me and you would have been watching CBBC, CITV, or Channel 4 at the weekends or the early mornings. And I got a really, really good list of shows, and I threw them into a tournament generator, and it has turned it into this giant knockout thing that we can then find out which show rules them all. Yep. And what we decided to do is we'll do two matches an episode. We're in the group section at the moment. There's that many. We have to do a group section before we can actually do the final stages. So we've got match one and match two of group A. And match one was The Real Ghostbusters or Biker Grow.
We should say that we decide to each other through debate or just agreeing. But if we disagree, we go to the public vote. Did you say that? And I just missed you say it.
Yeah, no, I haven't said it. So, yeah, you're right. So we both get a vote, and then if we end up voting one on each of the shows, then we will go to the public vote. That's not saying the public vote doesn't matter. We will obviously listen to what the public say.
It doesn't matter.
But if we both vote for the other show, tough luck. Well, because it's two versus one, so it's still the way it goes. Just because there's thousands of people out there, they only get one vote.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Real Ghostbusters versus Biker Grove. Which would you have chosen?
Straight off the bat, I'll just straight up say, I watched them both growing up. I went back to earlier today and listened to all the theme tunes of the four.
Oh, good.
I can sing them all to you.
Well, that's the thing. We have to kind of do a bit of a deep dive on this one. You can't just base it on what I preferred. Now, I'm going to say you're going to say The Real Ghostbusters won it for you?
Yeah, I think it did. It does. Now, what I will say,
Biker Grove. Yeah.
Now, I quote Biker Grove way more than I'd ever quote the Ghostbusters because I frequently will say, it is the one that Anton Deck are in, right?
Pigeon Duncan.
I'm blind, Deck. I'm blind. TJ is the only person that's ever had any clue what I'm on about whenever I've ever quoted that. And I've quoted it to everybody that I know in my entire life.
Oh, I rewatched the episode recently on YouTube because it's just so brutally funny.
So if I'm going to be going on the two shows, I do think the real Ghostbusters is actually just generally a better show.
Yeah.
So, and I would rather sit there and watch that.
It had got really good stories. It was well animated. It followed on from the 1984 amazing film Ghostbusters and not so good sequel Ghostbusters 2. It looked really good. And I've gone back and rewatched it, and ignoring the last couple of series where it became much more kid friendly, because I think it became the real Ghostbusters and Slimer by the end of it.
Yeah.
And it was a real, these aren't even scary. The first couple of seasons are genuinely head fucks.
There's two episodes I really remember. There's a ghost subway train.
Yes.
And then there's one with like a gazebo with like a jazz band playing in it of ghosts.
That one I'm not too sure on. The one
I think it was not like the main bit of the episode, but I remember it was in an intro.
Right, okay. The one I always remember is the power plant. And sure. I think it was in the intro, again, that one. Mm. Or the pumpkin-headed.
Yeah.
There was a very specific Halloween episode with the, not the great pumpkin, that's Peanuts and Charlie Brown. But yeah, but there were loads.
Like a Sleepy Hollow.
And they were genuinely dark.
Yeah, they were good.
I absolutely agree with you. But going on to Biker Grove, a really good intro song again. Not as good as the real Ghostbusters because it's just the Ghostbusters theme tune by Ray Parker Brown. But really good intro.
Yeah.
And it kind of dealt with things that kids were dealing with around the time. Again, like Grange Hill was, and like Children's Ward. I know you don't remember Children's Ward. Yeah. But like Grange Hill, it was dealing with angsty teens and what teens were going through. And I remember growing up watching it. I remember watching PG and Duncan Lake, watching Jeff burn to death in the Grove when it burnt down, then them reopening it. Then there was, I can't remember the storyline to it, but there was a girl, and I think she might have been in social care, who believed in aliens and believing that she was an abductee. There was a whole bit going on about that, and I think that turned out to be a whole mental health thing. So there was a lot to it. It was a great show, but you're right. If I'm going by what my heart wants there, it's got to be the real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And the public also agreed.
Did they? What was
we it? Had 71.4% of the people that voted went for the real Ghostbusters, leaving only 28.6% choosing Biker Grove. Now, surprisingly, I was expecting it to be like 99% real Ghostbusters and 1% Biker Grove.
There was that many that went for Biker Grove, really. I mean, it's a good show. If it went up against somebody else, it would have probably won. But I think against the real Ghostbusters, I can't see that many people would choose Biker Grove.
Could you imagine if that was... And you know what? I don't even think Grange Hill's in the list, so I might have to have a look through the shows and...
Grange Hill I'd prefer over Biker Grove, probably.
I think I'll see if I can boot off one of the other group's members that is a less known one and put Grange Hill in. But yeah, could you imagine if that had been Grange Hill versus Biker Grove?
Yeah, that would have been tough.
That would have been really...
I think...
A, you've got the Grange Hill theme tune, not the one from the... Again, I didn't realise how early that was. I think it was early 70s that kicked off.
Do you remember the song they did? Say No to Drugs song.
Say No to Drugs, yes. And allegedly when they went out to meet, Barbara Bush, but apparently they were high as a kite when they went out and met them.
I saw a thingy about a documentary. Yeah, they were all doing drugs.
It was absolutely amazing with Zamo. But the intro music to Grange Hill will always be one of the best. Yeah. It was just one of the best intros CBBC ever had.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Fine. So, what about then match two of Group A, and that is Button Moon versus the Gummy Bears?
I had to look the Gummy Bears up because I didn't know the name, but as soon as I saw it, I knew it as straight away.
So the Gummy Bears, again, it depends. If you had Sky and Virgin at home, then you would have possibly had the Disney Channel and you would have seen it through there.
Yeah, I think that's
my only knowledge of the Gummy Bears was via... Disney mornings on ITV, which were a Sunday, I think. And they used to do like a trio of shows on a Sunday, which was the Disney morning. And it would be something like DuckTales, Chip and Dale, Gummy Bears, Darkwing Duck, Goof Troop. What other ones could there be? But it would have been a two or three of those cartoons back to back in the morning on a Sunday, and that was it. Yeah. And Gummy Bears was on there. Button Moon, I remember from being really small. Yep. I've gone back and watched it recently. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible show.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch it on DVD, you then realise how many drugs were involved.
Well, you can literally, like, as well, you can see the string holding the toys up and stuff. It's quite cute.
I was wondering what you were going to say then, because look closer. Turn the lights off and look at your TV. And the black piece of material they've got as the backdrop, you can see people behind it.
Can you?
Dancing.
No way.
Yeah, they're pretty much smashed out of their tits on whatever drug that was popular at the time. But you can just see them all dancing away in the background.
LSD, probably. That's wicked.
But yeah, so the problem is, and I'm going to be honest here, The Gummy Bears is a better show than Button Moon.
Do you remember the intro music?
No,
not the Button Moon one. The Gummy
Bears. Gummy Bears, here and there and everywhere. Yeah,
bouncing here and there, I wrote it down. Bouncing here. That is a much better tune than Button Moon. So
yes.
I didn't actually watch either of these shows.
Oh,
I wasn't interested
okay.
in either of them. But I know them. We had a lot of Button Moon VHSs because my sister was super into it. So I'm very familiar with the theme tune.
We're off to Button Moon.
Yeah.
Here comes Mr. Spoon, Button Moon.
It's the same level as the Clangers were. I actually preferred the Clangers over
the Clangers
Button Moon.
Oh, the Clangers is a completely different level of show.
And I would watch the Clangers, but I only knew Button Moon from the VHSs that we had. I'd never watched it on television, and I didn't actually even like it at the time.
Okay, yeah.
And Gummy Bears, I know it from being on the television, and again, it didn't appeal to me. There wasn't enough X-Men in it. So
fair enough.
I don't actually like either of these shows, so I don't know which one to pick. And
well,
if I'm going
to
go,
you
I'm going
to... You are more than welcome to say you'll pass your vote to the public.
Well, that's the thing. I might have to, because if I'm going to pick, I'd pick Gummy Bears, but only because of the intro music, and that's not the right reason. So I think I'm going
to
have
know.
To.
I don't know. So the stories to the Gummy Bear were very, very Disney.
Yeah.
Very inoffensive and very... So sweet that you'd probably end up with diabetes if you licked every episode sort of thing.
When did it come out? I must have been like 3 or 4 or something.
It would have been early 90s, I would have thought,
early
Gummy 90s. Bears.
So, yeah, it would have been like 6 or 7 then.
Yeah, so it would have been prime age group for you.
Yeah, I just... Something about it. Like the Treehouse Gang. You remember them?
No.
What are they called, the Treehouse Gang? With Monty Moose. What's his name, Monty Moose? My sister was really into it. You might have to look up the Treehouse Gang. They were called something like that. It's that kind of level of show that I didn't watch. I probably only didn't watch them because my sister did. And I was probably like, oh, I don't want to watch them. Girls watch them.
Very possibly. So The Adventure of the... Oh, shit. Okay. The Adventure of the Gummy Bears, 1985.
Yeah, so
but it was repeated a huge amount. It was repeated because I remember watching it when I was... And I would have been one at that release point. So there's no way I watched it the first time round. That's like The Raccoons. The Raccoons was... released in 85 as well, so I wouldn't have seen them the first time round. I would have seen that second time round, or third time round even.
Sorry, Get Along Gang.
Yeah,
remember the Get Along Gang?
No.
Yeah, my sister was big into those guys.
Oh, or do I? Hang on. Yes, I do. Now I'm looking at a picture of them.
Yeah, Montgomery Moose is the guy that you'd know.
Interesting. Okay, no, fair enough. What year was Button Moon? 1980.
Yeah.
So only 5 years difference, but you look at the animation style between them. Button Moon is literally a kitchen spoon and a Heinz baked bean can as his spaceship.
Well, they're literally physical items being moved around by fish wire.
Yes.
Know? Whereas Gummy Bears is an animation.
Okay. Well, I have a very fond memory of Button Moon because, I remember growing up and watching it and enjoying it as a kid. I enjoyed Gummy Bears. I am struggling to make a choice on this.
I'm going to...
I would have to go by theme tune.
Yeah.
And it's going to have to be Gummy Bears for me.
I would say that too, but because I didn't actually watch either of them, I am going to, even though I said that they public don't count, I'm going to say neither and pass my vote over.
Well, now
you've
caused a problem
one.
Because Button Moon... has scored 66.7% of
Stop
the votes.
Stop it. Okay, well then...
And Gummy Bears only got 33.3%.
Okay, well, And then I have to say gummy bears, because now I have to make a choice, so I'll have to say gummy bears because of the theme tune alone.
So that might upset you, listeners. Please don't abandon us. It won't always be like that. But
I don't care if I've upset you.
In match two, Group A, Gummy Bears has beaten Button Moon.
So what did you say the votes were?
66.7 to Button Moon.
Yeah.
33.3%.
Wow, they really did prefer Button Moon. Have they watched it recently?
Two-thirds of the audience preferred Button Moon to Gummy Bears. I don't know what that says about Twitter.
Well, according to Spotify, our audience are all over 30.
Which, yeah, but I was genuinely surprised at how old Gummy Bears was. I thought that would have, okay, maybe late 80s, but mid 80s, 85, that really surprised me. But yeah, that is the new knockout game then. And we're going to do that every episode until episode 50, where hopefully we'll have the final. If we're running thin on things to do in an episode, we might do more than two matches. we'll see. But I will put the next couple of teams up for voting tonight, and you've got a whole week before the next recording.
Thank you, everyone that did vote. I'm only messing around when I say I don't care. I do care. It's really nice that people are interacting with it. It's nice.
Oh, no, absolutely. But I've pinned that to the top of my profile. So if you ever want to go and look at @channel84 on Twitter, look at my pinned tweet and you will see all the votes and the latest polls that are open for whatever match it will be at that point.
You can't see the results unless you vote.
Correct.
Which is why I will never know, because I'm obviously not going to vote on it, so I'll never know until we get to this point.
Yes.
I guess you can see, because you put...
See the scores, yeah, but I can't vote either.
You can't vote.
I can't
vote.
Let
you vote,
and
then I shouldn't vote.
Yes, so correct.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's get on to the main part then, so let's have a little bit of music.
So, hope you enjoyed that. So, here we are, the main part of the show to celebrate episode 10, TJ.
Yes.
Am
I meant to be recording this on the camera?
Yes, can you start the camera, please? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, while you talk, I'll start the camera.
Okay. So, to celebrate 10 wonderful episodes, just like your birthday where I made a quiz, I've made another one. Now, the special thing about this quiz is it's coinciding with my Do You Remember of Shooting Stars.
Right.
What did they play in Shooting Stars? You did the cooing noise.
Oh, Dove from the
Above. It was the Dove from
Above. Dove
from Above.
Not, yeah.
So I tried to contact her, the Dove. She's really busy. She's, you know, she's doing the...
She fobbed you off.
Well, no, she's doing like the rounds for conferences and stuff. You know what it's like. Celebrities are really busy. But she gave me the number of her cousin. So... here we are. Bear with me. I did shoehorn this rhyme a little bit, but please coo for me, TJ. Let me introduce you to the Dove from Above's cousin, the prison pigeon.
The prison pigeon? Oh my God.
Here we are, TJ. Here we have Channel 84's very own prison pigeon. Would you like to, for the people who aren't watching on YouTube, wherever this gets posted, what are you looking at?
So we have a cardboard cutout pigeon covered in prison tattoos.
And
questions from the look of it.
An ankle.
Oh, he's got an ankle tracker on as well.
Well, he's just released from prison, pigeon.
Oh, good God. So should he even be here? It must be past his curfew.
It's not quite yet. We've got time before he's going to be out of curfew. So would you like to get started in tonight's show?
I've got to get a picture of that.
The Channel 84 Just Out of Prison Pigeon game show.
Go on then.
Wicked. Okay, well, let me get the questions up because I'd accidentally closed it. So, what do we do? There are As many questions are all Star Trek based
on those.
So that's why I didn't say anything earlier. They have got some relevance to Star Trek. They're all a bit sexual, purposefully.
Nice. Okay. See, I was expecting a quiz based on the last 9 episodes we'd done.
They are.
Oh, no.
Well, I only did 7, so they're based on the first 7.
Fine.
Because of how many I could fit on the pigeon. So, what you're going to do is you're going to say one of the categories,
yeah,
and on the back of that, it will have a number. And that number will represent a question that I have on my piece of paper.
Right.
Piece of paper meaning my phone screen.
Okay.
So.
I will have eject your warp core.
Eject your warp core. Would you like to peel it off?
Ooh.
It's Velcroed.
You've got into so much effort with this.
And what question is that?
It's number one.
Number one. Fantastic. Number one. Okay. So these are multiple choice, but I'm not going to tell you the multiple choice first. I want to see if you can get it.
Okay.
And if you really struggle, then I'll give you the multiple choice. So question number one.
Be prepared to hear the multiple choice.
In episode one, how big did I mistake the average penis size increase to be? Do you remember when I saw...
Oh, God, you're over 100 centimetres or something stupid like that, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, no, 30 centimetres. It was a ruler.
That's right, yeah. 30 centimetres. I thought it was...
The average penis had gone up by 30 centimetres. Hello!
Yeah, I misspoke and said 30 centimetres when I meant 30 mil.
Yeah, was it? Yeah. Should have been 30 millimetres, but we went the centimetres. And really depressingly, they've released data this week. We are, I think, out of the 80 countries that participated, 58th in penis size. We average 13 centimetres, whereas the Ecuadorians average 6.8 inches.
Is this full on or...
Yeah, yeah, this is full on erect from root to tip.
Root to tip. Where's the root? How deep can you start counting the root?
Well, this is it.
Can you push the ruler in?
There's a great South Park episode where they... you just need to watch it. It's basically Randy going around saying, all you boys have measured your penis wrong. When what he's meant to be saying is, why have you all measured your dicks? No, yeah, you shouldn't have done this.
You're doing it wrong.
You're measuring it wrong, and therefore people are thinking it's small because you've measured it wrong.
So well done, TJ. You didn't need the multiple choice for the first question. You got it right. Would
nice.
You like to pick another category?
I will have full spread.
You'd like full spread.
And that's episode number 6.
Number 6.
Question number question 6, number I six. Should say.
They're episode. They're
really oh, okay. Episode 6.
Okay. In episode 6, we play Star Trek games. What do I accidentally do? So we play Star Trek video games.
Oh,
what do
yes,
I accidentally
yes.
do?
You trap your man outside of the safety shield and let him burn to death.
Exactly. Well done.
We've got to do that on green screen because I think that would be brilliant to do.
Yeah.
Yes, that was it. You were meant to press the button and you pressed it too soon. And he gets trapped behind it.
Pressed it too soon and he got... evaporated.
Nice. Oh, I don't feel so bad at the moment. I genuinely thought I was going to do badly.
Yeah, I didn't go particularly difficult. I could have like been really obscure, but then there was fun in that.
Watching me panic.
Next category.
Oh, go on. I'll go for the Kobayashi Maru.
It's Kobe. I'd like to Kobayashi your Maru.
Boom. I see what you did there. Sorry, pigeon. Two, please.
Number two. So, in episode 2, what flavour was the Rockstar energy drink? This is a typical one. I think you'll know it if you get if I tell you the answers. The Rockstar energy drink that I said was disgusting.
Yes.
You said tasted like medicine, I think.
Oh.
Three ingredients.
Yep. And I can't remember any of them. So you are going to have to go multiple choice on this one, please, Rob.
So, was it A, raspberry, strawberry, grape?
No.
Was it B, orange, passion fruit, and chia seed?
I'll come back to that one.
C, blueberry, pomegranate, acai? Or was it D, banana, apple, and mango?
It was C. It was the blueberry. Because I remember it having blueberry in and going, this isn't too bad.
Well done. You're right. It was.
I would never have remembered that, though. I would never, ever
That was a difficult one. Right, next category.
I nearly said shun me. Stun me.
Stun me. Stun me, baby.
Boom. Number five.
Number five, he is alive.
Oh, that's the birthday special.
In episode five, it was Tom's birthday. What was the name of the quiz?
Uh-oh, spaghetti. I've got it. I know what the episode was, the big birthday special. Multiple choice, please. I don't even think I'm going to remember it.
A, who wants to be in Star Trek? B, who wants to be a Trekkie? C, who wants to be a Star Trek captain? Or D, who do you think you are? Do you think you are?
Spice Rob there as Baby Spice.
I did prefer Baby Spice. As I got older, I've gone more sporty.
Yeah, I was going to say you're more sporty.
Sporty nowadays, yeah.
Who ultimately has a real killer voice.
She's the best voice. Without,
she still does.
Shadow of a doubt has the best voice.
Oh, God,
that was
C.
Really Spice Girls. Correct. Who wants to be a Star Trek captain? Yeah. Well done. As I was saying about Spice Girls, I was super into Spice Girls. So I loved them.
I still love the Spice Girls, mate. Now, I will say, though, so we went on the Battlefields trip for Year 11 because I did history for GCSE.
Yep.
We went out there. What film? Well, on the way out there, we watched Blackadder Goes Forth.
Yep.
Absolutely perfect for that trip. Coming back, they thought the most appropriate film to show a coach full of teenagers, the Spice World movie. Weird choice.
It is a weird choice. And they spend a lot of time on the coach in the Spice World video, actually.
It was a really
good, I had it on VHS.
It was a good film.
Yeah, I had it on VHS. And
Meatloaf,
one thing,
he was the driver. Rest in peace.
Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I was thinking when you said Meatloaf, because their manager is, what's his name? He does the hotel show now, doesn't he? Goes around hotels.
Oh, who? I actually don't know.
Last week, we literally were saying about how neither of us can ever remember names of anybody.
No, we're useless. Oh, that was 97, by the way, Spice World.
Well, the thing about the show, so the VHS for Spice World was you could buy one, it had a different Spice Girl on each one, and you'd pick which one you had, either the Baby Spice one.
Yeah, okay. Oh, no, not Stephen Fry. He was the judge.
No, not Stephen Fry.
God, it had some big names in it, didn't it?
As soon as you hear the name, I'm going to go, of course that's his name.
The problem is it hasn't got as manager, it's got his name.
Okay, well, he's British, obviously.
So's most of the cast.
You know who he's in? He's in one of the Thor films. No, he's in the Loki series, but you haven't seen the Loki series.
I haven't seen those, no.
He plays Loki in the Loki series.
It's not Alan Cumming.
No.
He was in it. There were a lot of big names in it. Bob Hoskins as Self. Love it.
He played himself, did he?
Hugh Laurie. Good God, there were some big names. Roger Moore.
Well, they're a big... massive band.
Yeah, to be fair, it was a massive, massive kind of just thing, wasn't it? Really, the Spice Girls. You can't say they weren't. They were huge. Yeah, I'm not going to find that who that is. I'm afraid, mate.
I'm looking at it now. I'll tell you who it was.
But yeah, I remember it, and everyone on the coach kind of booed it, but you could tell most of us enjoyed it.
Hey, I think I'd probably enjoy it now. To be perfectly honest.
Well, we need to add it to the list of things to watch when people are watching us, and we'll just comment
Richard
on
E. Grant.
It. Oh, it was Richard E. Grant,
pretty
was
sure
it?
He was
okay.
The manager, yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at the trivia on IMDb.
Go on.
Gary Glitter filmed a 4-minute cameo appearance as himself, but shortly before this movie was released, he was arrested on the child pornography offences.
Oh,
the Spice Girls and production team agreed that his cameo should probably be deleted.
Oh, that means it's somewhere.
From the final print, the performance of Glitter's I'm the leader of the gang, I am, was retained.
Oh, I got to see that.
Yeah, but you see, the problem is they removed it, which is good, but they've kept his performance in. Joker openly uses one of his songs in the main song in the film.
Mm.
Also, I'm not quite sure I agree with... Have you seen Joker 2's being filmed?
Oh, you heard about it.
Do you know who's Harley Quinn?
No.
Lady Gaga.
No. Well, I don't know why they need to do a second one, though.
But I don't know why you wouldn't use Margot Robbie. who's actually playing a really good Harley Quinn in my books.
Yeah, she's actually very good at it. But is it like the same universe? Is that the idea?
Oh,
because it's not the same Joker, is it? It's not,
yeah, is this universe of Robert Pattinson Batman? Is it Suicide Squad universe?
I hope it's the Robert Pattinson
one. It would make sense, I think, for it to be that same one.
And I'd like to say that's my favourite Batman film.
I've still not watched it. I need to.
It is because it's my favourite comic.
I just like the look of that Mustang
really
he had.
Did it so good. They really did it very well.
Okay. Anyway, sorry. Right, back to the quiz.
Back to just out of prison pigeon.
Right. I'll have brown alert.
Brown alert. Oh, gross.
Delicious. Seven.
Seven.
We're getting closer to the recent ones. I should remember these better.
Question seven. In episode seven, what haunts me?
Oh, that's my ex-girlfriend demanding sex by playing Dido.
Correct. Would you like to know what I put for...
It makes me sad. So sad.
would you like to know what I put as a multiple choice?
Go on then.
A, Dido. B, Dido. C, Dido. Or D, all work and no Dido make TJ a dull Dido.
you dick.
Right, next category, please, TJ.
I will have saturated nacelles.
Yeah, you're right. I thought that was quite a good one.
Number four, please,
Number four. In episode four, what do you bring to Do You Remember?
Oh, now that, because we didn't do You Remember from the beginning, did we?
I'll give you a clue. We started episode three.
Right, so it was the second thing I bought, which means I'd actually started actively looking to buy things.
If I told you one thing, you'd get it straight away, so I'll wait till you need a clue.
Right, okay. I'm looking at my toy shelf, trying to remember which of those I may have bought. And I don't think I bought any of those at that point. I don't think it was the Mini Boglins. I'm pretty sure it wasn't the Mini Boglins. Can I have the multiple choice?
Yep. Was it A, the Pog game? Was it B, the Good Charlotte CD? Was it C, the Cats game? Was it D, the Osborne book?
That's really no use. So the Osborne book was when we did the film episode. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember what episode number that was. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's the Osborne book.
Correct.
Because if we only started it in episode three, I had to explain it to Dan, who was the next episode.
Yes.
Yeah, and then the next one would have been the Pog game.
Well done. Well done. I was going to say we did it at the pub, and then I knew you would get it straight away because you brought it at the pub.
Yeah, yeah. No, nice. Okay, well, I'd like to enter your Jeffrey's tube, please.
Would you like to take it?
Oh, I just touched prison pigeon's bumhole there. Number three, winner with a star.
Oh, what's that?
The acting level in this just gone through the roof.
I forgot his name. That's why I was like instantly trying
pigeon.
To delay.
Prison pigeon.
Straight just out of prison pigeon. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You brought a gift for TJ. Ooh. Oh, right. Let me get that out of my bag for you.
I'm so glad I waited for that one to be the end.
How kind of you, Pigeon. It's a piece of wood you've manufactured into a prison shiv. Oh, thank you. What a kind gift that you've given TJ.
Why? Why have you spent your days making a shiv?
Pigeon, as just out of prison Pigeon, what a beautiful gift. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pigeon. That was really kind of you. Well done. We're running out of time. That is the tracker warning the pigeon he's not got long before he has to go home. So we better get this last question in.
We are bringing back just out of prison pigeon again.
Was this number three?
This was number three.
Okay.
And can I just point out the shiv really hurts? I just stabbed my hand and I'm slightly bleeding.
I took that out of my garden earlier today. I mean, the pigeon took that out of... out of my garden earlier today to make a shiv. Right, in episode three, episode three is the first Do You Remember?
Do you remember?
Who gets the first point?
Me.
You did. Well done.
It was me.
It was. What's that?
And that was Pigeon? The good. Was that the good Charlotte?
Oh, sorry. Oh. Sorry. I haven't got time. Pigeon's going now.
Bye,
oh,
Pigeon.
Quick. Gotta go. Oh, bye bye, Pigeon. I'm gonna have to go pretty soon because I've got to get him back before.
Yeah, before the Rozzers then are knocking on our window.
Yeah, before the magpies start coming. We've recovered.
Yeah, I've recovered. Thank you very much. I've still got my shiv just in case I need to kill you. If the old Bill turn up and they ask me any questions about that, though, I am going to have a very hard... Why have you got a piece of wood with blue tape around it? Have you actually killed someone?
I was genuinely a bit like... I had it in the front, in the back, and I was like, if I get stopped by the old Bill... Because the police were over there. And I was like, if I get stopped by the police, I'm always like, I've got to explain why I have a sharp piece of wood.
Why are you coming onto this road? We're currently looking for someone. Can we have a look in your car? What is this, sir? Well, I'm glad they turned up after I got home because in the back of my car at the moment is an air pistol that I've kept at home that I was looking after for a friend who's now moved back from Canada and would like it back. Mm. And it's just like, I can't remember if this air pistol is legal or not anymore. Yeah. So, crap.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely not. I'm pretty sure it's of a legal power, but it's got no bright orange bits on it. It's that old.
You get in trouble with that, probably.
So unless you're a member of a club, which I know he's planning on becoming one, anyway, it should probably... I'll leave it up to him to deal with. I just don't want to get pulled over with it.
You've got rid of it now.
Yeah. He came and collected it just before you came. Good. So that is gone. Anyway, right. I have a quiz for you. Now, last week... You were walking back from nursery, I believe, or were you walking to nursery?
To nursery, yeah.
And you said, oh, there's a boy walking towards me with a hoodie on, and it says Megadeth.
Yeah.
That sounds like such a made-up band. That's not made up. Is that made up? And, yeah, I had to come back to you and go, no, it isn't made up. That is a real heavy metal band. One of the most popular songs was a song called Hangar 18 or Symphony of Destruction. One of my favourite songs by them is a song called Kill the King, which I only discovered through the Beavis and Butthead Experience CD, which also has a classic song by a band called Jackal called Mental Masturbation. It's an amazing album. I bought it when I worked at Our Price before yet another company I worked for
These
went under.
Do sound like songs a band called Megadeth would have.
So Megadeth is an amazing band.
So they're a real band.
It was the first band I ever went to see. I saw them at the London Astoria at the age of 14 or 15. Me and a friend snuck there. We said we were staying at his house. His mum didn't care. My mum did. So I said, oh, I'm staying at his house overnight. It was in the middle of summer. And we took the tube into London and we saw them at the London Astoria. We got there early because we were the cool kids. Mm-hmm. We got crushed against the barrier by mosh pits. Pretty much came out there with broken ribs, but we saw them and it was amazing.
You had a great time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely amazing. But it made me think, let's see if Rob can identify the fake band compared to the real band names.
Okay.
As created by ChatGPT.
Okay, wicked.
So.
I'm going to get them all wrong.
Possibly.
I'll do my best.
I'm going to just try and move my screen over here so I can see it.
This isn't me
corner.
Saying I'm like some kind of, oh, I don't like metal music. I like metal. I like rock.
Just like
I
actors,
don't know
the names.
Bands, yeah.
Okay, so all of these are which is not the real band.
Oh, so the question will have three real ones
There's
and one
three
fake
real
one.
And one fake.
Oh god, that's kind of make it harder. So I've got to spot the fake, right? Wicked.
You do.
Okay.
So which of the following is not a real
got
band?
Got my eyes closed. That helps me think.
Slayer,
mm-hmm.
Metallica.
Okay, I know them.
Pantera, or Python Crush.
I love the sound of Python Crush. So obviously I know who Metallica are.
Okay.
Slayer, not so sure. What's the third one?
Pantera.
I've never heard of anyone called Pantera. Slayer, I could probably believe is a band. Pantera, don't know. Python Crush, I really want them to be real. I want a t-shirt that says Python Crush. I think that might be fake, but if they're real, I want someone to send me a Python Crush t-shirt. Are they real?
No.
Oh, they're the fake ones.
Python Crush is the fake one.
Oh.
So Slayer, and this is the only question I'm going to do this for because there's some really obscure bands.
I think I'm going to know a song by Slayer.
Slayer, their really big song that most people know is a song called Raining Blood.
Okay.
It's absolutely amazing intro, amazing guitar work, all of it's brilliant. Then, yeah, as you said, Metallica, absolute classic song, Master of Puppets, Stranger Things is why most people have heard of them recently.
They do Sandman.
Enter Sandman, The Unforgiven, Ride the Lightning, Seek and Destroy, all sorts of amazing songs from all of their era until they kind of get Saint Anger when it just, shut the fuck up,
TJ's
why has it
again?
Gone off again?
TJ has encountered an error and will be
good
shut down.
God. Yeah, until they got Saint Anger and then it's not been good since, in my opinion, but lots of people say their new stuff is good, so I will give it a listen at some point. Pantera is a huge band. Cowboys from Hell was one of their big songs.
Okay.
Far Beyond Driven was one of their albums, and it had a band cover, so they had to redo the cover. The band cover was a pair of ass cheeks being spread and a giant metal drill being shoved up the arsehole.
Lovely.
So they had to change the album cover for that one.
You know what, Holmes, to going back to the YouTube, when we talk about Homestar Runner and they had the Trogdor game. Do you remember they had their own band?
Yes.
Yeah. So Python Crush is the name of the Channel 84 band. So if we ever release, if we do more songs, because we've got a song that I did for Three Dads, One Pod, which I don't ever think got released.
Oh, have you still got a drum kit anywhere?
I play the drums, but I don't have a drum kit.
Oh, okay, because I barely play the guitar, so I'm sure we could actually come up with some terrible heavy
metal. I've got two guitars that I've never been able to play. I don't...
Oh, so you're about as good as I am then.
I keep trying, and I just don't think it's something I'm going to be able to do. Just like some people aren't very good. We've got a piano that needs tuning. I got quite good at the piano.
Oh, okay.
And I was reasonably good at the drums. I just don't have drums anymore.
Fair enough.
I enjoy the drums. But
fair enough.
If we ever release any of the songs like the Peaches one that I did, and we've got the, do you remember the other song I did? I don't think it ever got into the podcast because we did, the next episode was me going to court and we did a skit of me in court.
Of course, yes.
These will come out eventually as bonuses.
We need to bring those back, yeah.
But it was Coldplay's Yellow.
Yes.
And it was back when T kept pissing on me.
Yes, that was
it. So I changed the lyrics of Why Does He Always Pee on Me? We'll release that. We'll make like an EP on Spotify and it'll be from a band called Python Crush.
See, why did you do it to Coldplay Yellow when you could have done it to Stereophonics? Why Does It Always Rain on Me?
I think
Why Does He Always Pee on Me?
No, I think that's, sorry, that might have been actually what it was.
I was going to say,
I've got the wrong song. Sorry, yeah, I got
was
the wrong.
All yellow.
No, sorry, yeah, I picked the wrong.
Slash your wrist.
The wrong person and the wrong song. Yeah, sorry, no, it is.
Okay, fine. Okay, that makes more sense because it was getting really confusing me then. Okay, yeah. Next question, but just before we get in there, my brother always used to say, if he ever had a band, he had a really brutal name for it, and it was Prison Sex.
Yeah, good name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, okay, question two. Cannibal Corpse, Death, Morbid Angel, or Brutal Phoenix?
It's the first one. I think the first one's real.
Okay.
What did you say? Cannibal?
Cannibal Corpse, Death, Morbid Angel, or Brutal Phoenix?
Brutal Phoenix, Mortal Angel. Mortal Angel sounds a bit rubbish. I'm going to say Mortal Angel's the fake one.
Brutal Phoenix is
Phoenix is a fake one. I mean, they both of those two don't sound very good.
So
names.
Ultimately, those are into kind of death metal territory with Cannibal
Corpse.
God,
am I
going to
upset
like
a death metal band? And
I wouldn't have thought so. I wouldn't matter too much. But I wasn't too au fait with any of the stuff there. Question three, though, I am au fait with. So Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, or Silver Serpent?
The last one. I know all the others.
Yay, finally! Correct. Silver Serpent is just a crap name.
Well, I know the others. I was listening to Black Sabbath earlier today. So
Black Sabbath is some of the best kind of chill
out
early rock music.
Yeah,
yeah,
of a cover.
I love Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
In fact, interestingly, Pantera did a couple of really good covers of Black Sabbath.
Okay.
And there's an album called Nativity in Black, which is a load of bands covering Black Sabbath, and System of a Down covers Oh, Snowblind, and it's an amazing cover, brilliant cover. Anyway, question four. Megadeth.
Yay!
We know Anthrax. Venom or Lethal Lynx?
Anthrax. Venom. There's a kind of... I'm going to say Lethal Lynx. So I'm going to say Lethal Lynx because there seems to be some kind of running theme that ChatGPT is doing.
ChatGPT.
With like animals and stuff. Which, yeah, Lethal Lynx sounds like the one. It sounds like it's made up.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right there. And interestingly, ChatGPT also doesn't understand that if you set the answer as D every time, no one's ever going to pick up on that.
It's been D every time, is it? Oh, right, okay.
So, question the next five. Napalm Death, Carcass, Obituary, or Terminal Eternity?
You're D. I think I probably would have said D anyways. It is D, is it?
It is D. It is Terminal Eternity is the answer there.
Yeah, that one doesn't sound like a band. The other ones don't particularly sound like a band. What are they? Corpses, did you say?
Napalm Death, Carcass, and Obituary.
Obituary, Carcass. I can kind of see Obituary. I can see some people like dressing in a certain way with a t-shirt that says Obituary. Carcass. Name a song by Carcass.
This is where I decided after I generated this, thought, no, you know what, I'm going to stop doing the questions here. But just to just go through what else ChatGPT decided were good bands, because bear in mind, we are keeping Python Crush.
Python Crush was the best one.
We have Eternal Agony, which is actually quite good.
That's a good one.
Fiery Griffin.
Fiery Griffin. That's a mediocre, that's a wimpy name. That's they're not death.
The Harry Potter kids at school have decided to do a metal band in Harry Potter
costume.
That's
baby's first metal band, isn't it?
Cataclysm Cry.
I like that. I like that one. Yeah, there's that's like an Evanescence kind of tone to it. I like that.
Under Wrath.
Under Wrath.
And Life Demon.
Life Demon. I'm the life. We are the life demons. Python Crush.
Yeah, no, fair. Yeah,
Python Crush. We are the Python Crush.
You know what? Let me see. I'm going to put another question together to you on the fly here.
Okay.
So, I am very, very going to quickly... I mean, very so quickly
if
here.
If we ever did a live show, right, I promise now you and I will come out at the end full-on rock wigs... And we'll act out a song that we'll write. And we'll be Python Crush.
Nice, okay. I would agree
to that. I
promise
that will happen. If we ever got to a stage in 10 years' time where we could do a show, people would want to come. We will be Python Crush to
Fine, to I agree with that. Okay, here we go. Nightwish. And no, D is not the answer here, okay?
Okay. I like Nightwish. That's a nice name.
Diamond Head.
Okay.
Therapy. And I need one more. Am I going to make it up? Or is it going to be a real one?
Well, it's not going to be D unless you're just going to swing me around. ChatGPT is just making it right now.
Slipknot.
Well, I know Slipknot.
So you've got Nightwish.
Slipknot.
Therapy. Diamond Head. Or Slipknot.
Slipknot real. Therapy, Diamond Head. What was the other one?
Diamond Head, Therapy, Nightwish.
No. It's A or C. ChatGPT seems to like the double hitters. The first one.
So, first one was... right, let me go through those once more in the order I said them originally. Nightwish, Diamond Head.
Right. Diamond Head is the one I think's not real.
You don't think Diamond Head's real? Fun fact, all of them are real.
Oh.
Just to really throw you under the bus there.
Right, okay.
So obviously Slipknot's real. Nightwish they are what you call operatic metal. There's a lead singer male and lead singer female, and the female is an opera singer, basically. She's got
cool.
an incredible
that sounds
voice.
Wicked.
Great song called I Wish I Had an Angel, or they did Over the Hills and Far Away, The Phantom of the Opera, I'm Walking in the Air. They've done covers of, and they're really, really cool. So what did I say? Therapy, amazing band. Now, I'm a huge fan of the band called the Wild Hearts. And
I know them.
Therapy, do you? Amazing. I've
heard of the Wild Hearts.
That's probably because I've talked about them.
Yeah, I think so.
But kind of.
No, yeah, yeah, no, they're on your music thing.
Yeah.
That's why I know them.
Therapy, similar era, and just amazing, 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 amazing songs. An album I recommend of theirs, full stop, as possibly their best album, is one called Troublegum. But the fun one, and I chose Diamond Head for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad you chose it as the fake band. Okay. So Diamond Head are a really amazing early metal band.
Okay.
Metallica did an album called Garage Inc. And it's a really, really good album. And it's all songs that are covers. So they cover Lynyrd Skynyrd on it. And they cover Diamond Head on it.
Okay.
And the song is called Am I Evil?
Mm-hmm.
And Metallica's cover of it is brilliant. Love it. Brilliant song. Diamond Head's version of their own song is a really good song.
Mm.
Well, back in the 90s, Diamond Head opened for Metallica. Diamond Head got booed off stage for playing their own song because the crowd believed it was Metallica's song.
I can't believe that happening.
So, yeah, you can imagine that you've just also called them out as the fake band. How they must have felt after that. It's our song. They got permission to use our song on their album. And now everyone thinks it's their song.
Oh, well, I hope they come out and said that was their song. Yeah, I hope they put that right.
Yeah, I think I'll dig into it. I'm pretty sure they did. But how brutal is that?
Yeah, that's heartbreaking, isn't it?
And then, yeah, good old Slipknot. Banned from Manchester for a number of years for apparently coming on the crowd and back in their early days. I don't know if that's an urban myth or not.
I know them because of the masks.
Yeah, basically. They could have gone with Rammstein, but you know Rammstein because your dad's a fan. That still blows my mind. I drive along and see him. He jogs, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I drive along the road and it's like, oh, there's Rob's dad jogging, probably listening to a bit of Do Hast as he's going.
The thing about my dad, he wouldn't have been listening to anything. And the thing is, he has this thing where he lives in past technology. So not in the same way that you and I do for nostalgic reasons. He does it for like the expense reasons. So he will get a new phone that's 10 years old.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just because he's like, well,
upgrade on what I previously had, but it's also at the price that I can buy it.
Yeah, the price that he wants to pay for it. So basically he's got like my old phone from like two generations ago. But he lives his whole entire technological life that way.
I don't have a problem with that, though.
Doesn't text. He never has his phone. He turns it off and has it just upstairs. He only takes him when he goes to see Tottenham.
Yeah, see, my dad refuses to use a phone. He has a mobile phone. He goes to the auction once a week and his phone is on for the auction. And then it's switched off. And then he will only turn it on if he needs to phone someone. Yeah. Not if any of us need to phone him in an emergency. So we tried to phone
he's
mum.
Not bothered
her
about
phone's
you
not being answered.
Him, yeah.
Phone home. He's not answering. Well, phone dad. This phone is switched off at the moment. He doesn't comprehend that it has a battery. It will last. And we are talking proper dumb phone at this point. It's one of the big button specials. Yeah. It will last 3 or 4 days on a charge easily. No, I've turned it off. Need to save the battery.
Just charge it.
I mean, it's only recently that in fact, I'm not even going to say that because that's one of the things I've ordered and I do not want you to guess what I'm
doing. Okay.
But yeah, so. Oh, well done. You didn't do too... Well, you did terribly. You didn't get any of them right, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. You did. Ignore me. I'm being mean there.
How long have we been doing this for?
I've got no idea. I've not been tracking it, but at least
now... I've
got
some more things to talk about.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Well, go on then. Hang on. Let me put a little sound effect.
The activation complete.
So, as we seem to, just as much as we talk about Star Trek, we talk about the Retroid. Have you seen they've got a metal Retroid?
No.
Yeah, metal-cased Retroid.
Ooh, I bet the shoulder buttons are still...
No, it's exactly the same. It's got a metal case.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, apparently they teased it a few months ago, but now they're actually going to be selling it this month or something.
That is super sexy. It'd
be interesting if they just sell the actual case.
Mm.
Because I think the screen comes with the case. When you buy a new case, I think you get a screen as well, I think.
Well, what I'm a little concerned about was someone's just posted, literally as you came in today... over on the Reddit forums, that all of the PCBs are suddenly out of stock.
As in the ones that I've been buying, maybe I've got
for
them out of stock.
For the 3 Plus, all the PCBs have suddenly gone out of stock.
So either
they're
I wonder,
discontinuing them, and they're going to move the flip stuff in, and maybe you're not going to be able to buy replacement parts for the 3 Plus anymore.
That seems... But you can still get the ones for the 3.
It's because they were pretty much the same. I don't know. Maybe they are genuinely out of stock of them.
I think that'll probably either be... Yeah, they're bringing something new out, but it seems unlikely that this early... Because it's not been out that
you
long.
You say that. The 3 came out. It was only a couple of months and the 3 Plus came out, which upset a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because it was quite a noticeable change in processor and memory.
Mm.
And everyone basically said, well, we would never have bought the 3 if we knew the 3 Plus was coming.
That's why they get you there, isn't it?
Full stop, absolutely. Mm. But
unless there's a stockist in Europe who's brought them out, so then they can then just charge a little bit up and be able to get them out to people quicker.
That's the other thing, yeah. Has someone just gone out, spent a few £100, bought all their stock, and they're now going to be on eBay at hyperinflated prices?
Mark it up, get the postage quicker, whatever.
Oh, I don't know, but no, metal cased, I like the sound of
that. It's quite funky. It's like pearlescent colour kind of thing. It was nice.
I'm glad it's a pearlescent colour as well, because I was guessing kind of, if it was just silver, I was thinking about how many fingerprints would be on that.
Well, the image I saw was like kind of pearlescent, whether it actually is, I don't know. And I think we spoke as well about the folds or flips, whatever they're called.
Yeah,
the red ones just
shattering.
Seems
to be really kind of fucked at the moment.
Yeah, someone put a picture on Reddit. And literally the whole hinge are just disintegrated.
Well, yeah, all I'm seeing every day is new Reddit posts saying, my flip is doing this, my flip has broken, my flip's hinge has broken.
Mm.
Apparently they're freezing. People have done the OTA updates and they've bricked.
But it's the same internals, just with a flip.
So apparently the internals are ever so slightly different. They've got an active cooling solution in them, so they've got a fan, which is actually quite a cool idea. But I just... It's like I put in the review, or the revised review, I feel their QC just isn't up to par.
It's not.
I mean, I would never have released those gloss red cases without full testing. And that seems to be, to me, what they've done, because every single one that you're saying, or that I'm seeing that says the hinge is completely broken, has been that gloss red one. Yeah, I've seen a couple that haven't been, but the vast majority of them seems to be that gloss red plastic. So I don't know if it's a different type of plastic. Has it been heat treated to give it that gloss colour? I don't know, but whatever's happened, they are as fragile as our shoulder buttons are.
Yeah.
Which I'm still pissed off about.
Yeah, I'm still pissed about it as well.
But I still play it daily. I try and I get myself at least 5 minutes a day on the Retroid, because I love it. I love playing all the old games on there.
Yeah.
I'm still a bit addicted to golf.
Oh, you're playing the...
Nintendo Game Boy Golf.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Yeah, I think I have the... I might have the cart, the actual Game Boy.
Oh, cartridge. Really?
I might do. I did used to have it because I've played it.
It's not a bad game at all. It's exactly what you want of a golf game. And that's what I tried to put across in the review. The first proper golf game I remember was Leaderboard, and I used to play that on my cousin's Atari, and then we played it at secondary school on the 486s at school, because it would load off a single floppy disk.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever wanted to be the shit brown shirt colour for some reason. I can't imagine why. No, it wasn't shirt colour, it was trousers on the PC version that you could choose your colour of, and you had like green, yellow, blue, or shit brown.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. So those were the first ones I played, but then I remember... Massive. I got my first Xbox, the original Xbox, and I got one of the first Tiger... Well, it was the first Tiger Woods game on the original Xbox. And it was perfect. In fact, I remember we played it virtually till 3 o'clock in the morning at Matt Tomney's house once. We all finished at the pub, and we all went to Matt Tomney's for a house party, and we all basically sat in his room playing. It was at least till 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was just... It was simple. You pulled back, you pushed forward, you hit the ball.
Yeah.
And then when you got to the putting bit, it was a simple grid that showed you kind of the inclines, and that was it. And it was simple to do.
Yeah.
Then a year later, or 2 years later it might have been, the next version came out, or that year's version came out, and the putting completely changed. And it was just so overly complicated. It ruined it.
Yeah.
But that's where the Nintendo Game Boy Golf comes in. It's super simple to understand. Anyone can pick it up. You don't even really need to know the strength of the clubs. As long as you have a play on the first round and work out what each of them do, you can work out the rest of the game really easily. And it's just I spent the flight playing it on the way to France. I had my phone playing The Rookie in the background because I'm addicted to that show at the moment. And I was playing that. Loved it.
The Mario Golf on the 3DS is very good.
You see, I've not played any of the Mario Golfs, and I've heard they're good.
Yeah, it's got a grid system for putting.
Okay.
You kind of see, like, it does the grid, and then a kind of light shines across the lines in the direction that the slopes are all going, rather than just having arrows. It kind of shows the arrows through the way the lines are doing a shiny thing.
Shiny.
People can't see, I'm going to move my hands around. Shiny.
Yeah, and there's me doing my hands as well. It's like, hey, I'm trying to describe this as well, and I'm doing it with my hands so none of you can see.
But that's a good one to do.
Yeah, but that hurt. You know, I will look at that medal. I didn't know they'd done that. I will dig out that and have a look, because if they do sell the shell for that, it sounds pretty cool. And I quite like the idea of having a bit more weight to the console. It's already got a good chunk to it, but I think a little bit more would make it a little bit more pleasant to hold.
I would like to feel what the other shells feel like that aren't our purple see-through one, because I feel like slippy. Which is when I have the grip, I much prefer it with the grip because it's grippy. I feel like the purple see-through thing, it's my favourite of how they look, but it feels slippy. Like a matte finish that isn't grippy. Whereas it'd be interesting if I ever see anybody that's got one of the other ones, whether they're a different texture.
Right, okay, yeah.
I'd like to know.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I tell you what, there's been a few things I've also been looking into with it. I've been looking into buying a cheap, as you can buy them on eBay for a couple of quid, cheap charging coil and charging circuit board to see if I can jerry-rig that into the back of it so I can make it a wireless charging, because that would be so much better for me, because I play it in bed most of the time. So to be able to, like, say, right, I'm going to go to bed, or in the morning, just literally put it on where my phone was, and have it charge would be such a better choice than just having to find a USB-C cable, which I'm still using an iPhone. I know people hate iPhones, which means I've got to use Lightning. So actually, the only USB-C cable I really have to hand straight away is the one that's connected to my laptop right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, to make it wireless charging is kind of something I'm looking into. But the other thing I was thinking about was grip tape on the back to see if that makes any difference.
Yeah.
But find some nice stuff so it doesn't ruin the overall aesthetic that we purchase, because the purple one is nice.
Yeah.
So,
I've seen Dbrand have made those new shells for the PlayStation.
Oh, have they?
That are like purple see. Like, you remember the old N64s that were different colours?
Yeah, they called it Grape, the purple
one. Yeah, they've made those, but for your PS5.
I wonder how long they'll last, because the last company that went to brand with the shells for the PS5, PlayStation sued them and made them take it off the market.
Really, did they?
Mm-hmm. They said no one can make those but us, because they are trademarked and copyrighted. So,
well, Dbrand literally copied the new Zelda. Do you know this? The Nintendo brought out a Zelda Switch.
Yeah.
The controllers were a certain design and the docks and design. Well, Dbrand basically straight up copied it and just changed it enough. Like, it wasn't the Zelda logo, it was just slightly different. And it wasn't the Triforce, it was just slightly different.
Oh, really?
Selling it for just as a skin that you put over your normal one. They're going to get in trouble eventually.
Yeah. But Dbrand are also one of my favourite brands. So
you see their emails? Will they send you part of their newsletter?
No.
Their emails are very funny.
Okay, because I found them because, funny enough, it's while I turn around, the Mac that's been making a noise all the time.
That's a Dbrand skin.
That is a Dbrand wood grain skin on my MacBook. I love it. I genuinely think it's brilliant, and it's done a really good job at protecting it.
I had one on my phone.
My worry is, it's just I don't think they're as good as a case.
Yeah, I had one of my old Google phones. I had a Dbrand skin. No, I think I had a skin, and then I moved to an actual case that Dbrand make, and then I had the plastic front, which they were like, oh, you can hit it with a hammer.
Okay.
And I think
yeah.
I think if you hit a phone with a hammer, it doesn't matter what kind of protection you got on the screen.
Yeah, no.
It's gonna break your fucking phone. So I never but they even now they still advertise them by you hitting your phone with a hammer. It's like you are not hitting that phone very hard. I guarantee you I could hit my phone with your D-brand screen on yeah. with a hammer and I would break my phone.
absolutely agree. But sorry, right. See, I came across D-brand when I watched a man called Michael Fisher, who is called Mr. Mobile. And he just does really amazing YouTube videos on reviewing tech. And he gets sent all the new phones, or he'll buy the new phone. So he's done all when he's done this series called When Phones Were Fun, where he takes a look at an old phone from the past and why it was fun and why it's so much better than some of the things we're getting now. Then he's done a whole series on foldable phones, where he gets all the ones from the Chinese market, from the US market, the British market, and shows them off and how good they are. Yeah. Then he does standard phone reviews, but then he also does laptop reviews and stuff like that. He's a review channel, but the nice thing is, I discovered him when I was watching Mr. Who's the Boss. And Mr. Who's the Boss, who's another kind of reviewer of tech stuff, slowly and surely became in the pocket of whoever was paying for the review.
Yeah.
And I just won't watch him now. I just don't find him any use, because you can guarantee at the beginning, if he's doing a side-by-side trial of something, you know who's going to win by whoever's the sponsor.
Yeah.
And it's just point. I don't like. Whereas Michael Fisher's reviews, literally, at the beginning of it, I was sent this by the company. They have had no input into the review. They have not seen this video until you have seen it. So when I put it up for YouTube for release, that is when the company is seeing the video.
Yeah.
So they get no editorial content over it. So what he says, sometimes it's fairly brutal about why the phone is a complete, or laptops are complete and utter failure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like him. But he is sponsored by D-Brand quite regularly.
Yeah.
So then I found D-Brand and I did my MacBook in it. And then recently someone retweeted a conversation they had, and I did dig into it. It was real. So I said, "Hi D-Brand, I'm just starting up on YouTube. How about sending me a free skin for my phone?"
Yeah.
And they just tweeted back saying, "How about you fuck off?"
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're that sort of company.
Yeah.
You rely on social media as much as you rely on sarcasm and humor. I love it.
Yeah, they get, honestly, just join their emails just for like a month or something, just to see some of their marketing that comes through. It's funny.
Oh, that's brilliant. Mm. And you talk, it is about marketing. I don't know if they do it on Android, but on App Store and iOS, you get all the notes about why an app is being updated. Argos is genuinely quite funny.
Right.
They often put things like, "Killing all the gremlins that we have made in the app. We're sorry about that. Mm. We'll promise we'll clean up the guts afterwards."
Oh.
All sorts of really, really weird
little bits. Is that
skin
on your phone now?
No, that is just a random case I bought through a Facebook advert, dare I say it.
It's quite a nice case.
I actually really like it. It's, yeah, just nice.
What phone is that? That is a massive square.
That is a iPhone 14 Pro Max.
Is that the newest?
That's the newest one with the best of everything. Oh, that's a shame. I'm just looking at the Argos update, and the last update, just minor release to apply some updates to visual assets. But they used to put really funny little bits in there. I don't know if they've been told off, actually. Possibly. As it would have been the developers doing it. It wouldn't have been anyone else. Oh, that is a shame. No, nothing funny on there anymore. I was saying that. Hang on. Nando's. What on earth?
What?
They've written literally a story. So, right above it, Amazon Alexa, various bug fixes and performance improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Nando's. "This has been a burden in our lives for a few years now, and finally we have got to the bottom of it. For a few years now, someone who has trusted to follow who we trusted to follow on our personal Instagram account has been consistently informing the world of our private menu items and stories. There has been so much information given to them about us, our friends and our menu items, all without our permission or knowledge. After a long time of trying to figure out who it could be, for various reasons, we had a suspicion. To try and prove this, we came up with an idea. We blocked everyone from viewing our Instagram stories except one menu item. Those on our private account must have been wondering why we haven't had stories on there for a while. Over the past 5 months, we have posted a series of stories to see if they made their way into the world. And you know what? They did. The story about garlic barbecue returning, and then the latest story about fully loaded chips. It's been tough keeping it to ourselves, not making any comment at all, especially when stories have now been leaked. However, we had to. Now we know for certain which account individual it's come from. We've saved and screenshotted all original stories, which clearly just show one menu item. It's Pepper and Fess's dip account. What on earth does that do with the update to the app?
So what they're saying is they had Nando's. I'm doing a bewildered face. Have a private Instagram account where they post upcoming menu items, which are supposed to be if you follow their private account, are you signing an NDA? Is that what they're saying?
What they're just doing, they've just randomly put in this bullshit, basically saying that the garlic barbecue is returning, and that's, I think that has been announced, and the person that they're blaming is Pepper and Feta. They're trying to make a joke. But what I don't get is, why have they done that in the app update bit where
missed a joke.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good one.
Pepper and Feta, I thought, was like a name of an Instagram person.
I don't know. Is it?
Well, that's why.
It might be.
Well, that's what I presume
they were just
about.
Joking about the fact that no one's ever going to order Pepper and Feta because the garlic barbecue's come out. Mm. Yeah,
I thought this was some...
No, there is no account called Pepper and Fessa.
Right, I've misread this entirely.
It's a terrible joke. Whereas every other app has updates have been made to the latest app version, offering a number of improvements, or we've added a few updates to make the speed test app even better, or...
Is that Ookla?
Yeah.
let's play a game. I guess the app based on the update. Let's go.
Right, hang on, let me scroll to the top there. Easily add a sound to your video.
Oh, God. Is that an Apple only one?
No. This is one you've definitely got.
It's got to be an Adobe one.
Nope.
YouTube.
Nope.
Add a sound to your video. TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I've got TikTok. My toilet friend.
It's exactly the same. I'm going for a 15-minute poo.
I've got an ongoing thing.
5 minutes for the poo, 10 minutes for TikTok.
Our friend Mark, I've got an ongoing thing with him. Whenever we send messages, I said to him once, like, you sent that when you're on the toilet, didn't you? He's like, yeah, I send all of it on the toilet. Yeah. And then he sent me one. I had like 7 or 8 I screenshotted, and I went, long poo, was it? And he's like, yep. Or I'll get them while I'm on it. And I'll be like, you're on the toilet. And he's like, yep.
Okay, there's not many that you'll get, so let's see if you get it. In this release, we have added an improvement to Travel Assistant to enhance the boarding experience with additional boarding status and video content to assist customers.
British Airways or something?
It is an airway.
Virgin, British Airways, TUI.
I fly for work. It means it's going to be cheap.
EasyJet.
Not EasyJet.
Oh, what's that one that are over our souls?
Ryanair. Yeah. Yep, there you go.
Thank you. Yep.
I'm just quickly going through, see if there's any others that are going to be easily guessable. I don't think there are. No. One that we use and don't really fully use to its maximum. We've added more features to help you understand how to grow your business and connect with your customers.
That's Facebook Business, isn't it?
It's Meta Business Suite, yes.
Meta Business Suite. The only time I go in there is to delete spam messages, just so you know.
Yeah, and the only time I go in there is to abuse those spam messages and send them direct messages.
I know, we both have a completely different way of dealing with spam. Yeah. I just go in and delete it. You go in there and engage, and then nearly get our account banned.
I see the notification saying, we've removed your message because it breaches community guidelines.
People won't really know this, so I won't say how I did it, but I did something that got your Twitter account banned and our website taken down.
Yes.
I'm not going to say what it was. If anyone meets us in person, I'll happily tell you in person what it was. And you, so I'm responsible for the very first thing I did as when we decided to join. I think I know it's the second thing I did. Yeah, got your Twitter banned, got the website taken down, and then and now you're going to get our Facebook taken down.
Very possibly, which will also be our Instagram.
Oh, our Instagram as well.
Okay,
yeah.
Final one for you. We have made accessibility improvements in the organ decision screen for those accessing it with a screen reader.
An organ decision screen. Is it a game?
No.
A game.
And no, it's not Tinder. It's not talking yeah. about dicks.
Organ decision tree. You have to give me a clue for that one. Weird thing to say organ.
Well, it does refer to your organs.
The NHS app.
The NHS app. Like yeah, COVID well app. Done. Oh, boom, boom, boom.
What a weird thing to put in it.
It's a very weird thing to put in it. But shall we call it quits before we end up actually... I thought we might actually get an hour episode, but I've got a feeling we've probably creeped over that already.
I've still got other things listed, but we'll save them for next time.
Go on then. Right.
So, thank you very much for listening, everyone. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can find us on Twitter at @_channel84, as TJ directly, or me directly, it's @FlatRob. You can find us on Facebook at The Channel 84 Variety Show, Instagram _channel84, our website, we can find lots of blog posts, is channel84.co.uk. You can also find any kind of notes to the podcast on there. And
all the social channels are also on there.
Yeah, all the social stuff's on there. And the Do You Remember does eventually get updated. That's on there. I suppose we should probably... I know we would have to have a link to the quiz thing, the new show, The Knockout Game. We have to have a link on there somewhere to show where people can get to that. Are we
yeah,
doing that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The weird site called Challenge, not Chol- Challenge,
yeah,
it's Challenge. But maybe I'll just put screenshots up on there as the results go up. We'll put the results up on the site somehow.
Please do email us at podcasts@channel84.uk. We, you know, if you email us, we'll both see it. It's not like, if you want to talk to us individually, it'd be Twitter. Otherwise, any communication, otherwise, we'd both see it.
Yeah. Or drop us an email and we will happily share our personal email address with you if we think it's suitable. Pardon me. Or we'll divert you to Twitter direct chat because our DMs are open on there. So you can message us.
And if you'd like to share the podcast with your friends, it's pod.link/channel84.
Good stuff. Karen, thank you for still listening to us. Yeah. Thank you for the review on the webpage.
Yeah, that was really nice, actually. The review, she's quite good with what she writes because she writes on Twitter every time that we post something.
Yeah, no, absolutely. When we bring out Python Crush, she can also be following the Python Crush brand. I nearly said groupie, and I thought, no, her partner's probably not going to appreciate that one, so we won't call you our groupie,
yeah,
Karen.
Not groupie. She could be backing vocals or something.
Nice. Or bass or whatever instrument you play.
Yeah, lead vocal. You and I aren't vocalists.
Oh, sweet Jesus. No, you're better than I am, and that's not saying much. Well, Rob, bye.
Bye.